From 90.7 WFAE, this is Newsworthy for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden was re-elected to a third term in Tuesday's Democratic primary. Julian Berger has more.
McFadden has served as sheriff since 2018. He won Tuesday's race with 34% of the vote, defeating retired Chief Deputy Rodney Collins and retired CMPD Sergeant Ricky Robbins. McFadden has faced several controversies during his time in office, including an ongoing State Bureau of Investigation inquiry, a high number of jail deaths, and allegations of workplace misconduct. Still, he says he has delivered on his promises and produced results for the county.
We fight about small things and we criticize all what the sheriff's office does. But what about supporting the sheriff's office for once? So that's what I'm going to ask the people to do, not ridicule us for every small thing.
There are no Republican candidates in the race. McFadden's third term begins in December. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
By just 2 out of more than 26,000 votes cast, Senate Leader Phil Berger is trailing a primary election to Rockingham County Sheriff Sam Page. Provisional, absentee, and overseas ballots have yet to be counted. The candidate trailing will likely request a recount if the race is within 1% of total votes cast. Adam Wagner has details.
As Senate President pro tem since 2011, Berger is widely seen as North Carolina's most powerful politician. Over that time, he has steadily accrued power. Former Berger staff are sprinkled across North Carolina's consultant class and state government. Berger received an endorsement from President Donald Trump after leading the effort to redistrict the congressional map last year. He has insisted the two are unrelated. As sheriff, Page was an early and vocal supporter of Trump's. With his trademark cowboy hat, Page made several trips to the border in Trump's first administration to support the then-president's immigration policies. Page and Berger had a falling out over Berger's 2023 effort to legalize 4 additional casinos in North Carolina, including one in Rockingham County. Throughout the campaign, Page emphasized that he believes Berger is out of touch with the voters who elected him and vowed to be more present. By the narrowest of margins, voters on Tuesday agreed. Adam Wagner, North Carolina Newsroom, Capitol Bureau.
Former North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper will face former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley in the race for U.S. Senate after both easily won primary races last night. Cooper received 92% of the Democratic votes. Whatley got 64% in the Republican race. Republican former state superintendent candidate Michelle Morrow finished 4th in that race. 2 longtime Democratic State House members from Mecklenburg County, Carla Cunningham and Nasif Majid, were easily defeated by more progressive challengers Tuesday night. Steve Harrison has this report.
Cunningham drew Democrats' wrath last year when she voted with Republicans to override Democratic Governor Josh Stein's veto of a bill that requires sheriffs to work closer with federal immigration officials. She also said on the House floor that all cultures are not created equal, a remark that angered many progressives. Cunningham drew a well-financed challenger, Rodney Sadler, a reverend. Stein endorsed him. At a victory party for winning the Northeast Mecklenburg seat, Sadler referenced Cunningham's vote and the immigration raids in Charlotte late last year.
That was a crime, to vote for that through vulnerable people under the bus. I think we're seeing a reaction now to this.
Nasif Majid had also voted with Republicans at times, including a bill last year that mandated that there are only 2 genders and sexes in the state. Stein didn't endorse either Majid or his opponent, Valeria Levy, and Levy raised far less money than Sadler.
We didn't get the endorsement, but our game didn't change. We're grassroots, and we just continued on that path. We were calling people, knocking doors, texting people, doing all the things, and made it work.
In the second year of the second Trump administration, Levy and Sadler's victory show the anger Democrats feel toward the GOP and toward Democrats who work with the other party. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.
Republican Tricia Cotham easily won her primary, defeating Kelly Van Horn. Mecklenburg County Commission incumbents won their re-election bids last night, with one exception. Longtime District 2 Commission member Vil Malik lost the Democratic primary to Monifa Drayton, 52 to 48%. Incumbent at-large commissioners Lee Altman, Yvette Townsend Ingram, and Arthur Griffin Jr. all won, as did District 3 Commissioner George Dunlap. In District 1, an open seat, Morris McAdoo won the Democratic nomination and will face Republican Aaron Marin in November. We have full election results at our website, WFAE.org. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis criticized Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in a U.S. Senate hearing Tuesday for her handling of the agency and federal immigration enforcement. Julian Berger reports.
In a 10-minute monologue, Tillis said Noem has not responded to his February letter requesting information on Border Patrol's November operation in Charlotte.
I'm expecting answers to Charlotte's Web. I requested it a month ago. All I asked for, if it had to be anonymized, was information so that I could determine if your hit rate is right. I want to find more of those people, and I want to detain fewer of the others.
Tillis, a Republican, also criticized Noem on her leadership in Minneapolis. Federal immigration agents shot and killed two U.S. citizens. Tillis said he is against illegal immigration and supports federal immigration agents, but said Noem's department is too focused on hitting arbitrary quotas.
We just want numbers. We want 1,000 a day, 6,000 a day, 9,000 a day, because numbers matter, right? No, they don't matter. Quality matters.
Tillis said if he doesn't get responses to his inquiries, he will block future nominations and disrupt other Senate business. Julian Berger, WFAE News.
Silfab, a solar panel manufacturer in Fort Mill, spilled hundreds of gallons of industrial solution Tuesday, prompting an emergency response. The spill comes as Silfab Solar continues to face local pushback over its proximity to Flint Hill Elementary School. York County emergency management officials originally said 1,530 gallons of the toxic and corrosive chemical known as potassium hydroxide spilled into and out of the facility's retention pool. Silfab and York County officials have since reduced that figure to 300 gallons of solution. Silfab Operations Director Greg Basden says the situation is under control and the spill does not present a danger to the public. York County officials echoed this. South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett posted on X about the spill, saying, quote, Silfab must be held accountable. The Charlotte Hornets are 500 for the first time since October. They beat the Dallas Mavericks Tuesday night 117-109. Brandon Miller led 8 Hornets in double figures with 17 points. And Hornets guard Con Knipple has been named the NBA Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month for February. Knipple became the first player in team history to win the award 4 consecutive times. He also broke the NBA rookie record for three-pointers made in a season with 207 and counting. And for Wednesday, March 4th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.